Lambesis' intention was to spread the word about Airwalk. Obviously, they couldn't directly identify the equivalent of mavens and connectors and salesmen. They were a tiny ad agency trying to put together an international campaign. What they could do, though, was start an epidemic in which their own ad campaign played the role of translator, serving as an intermediary between the innovators and everyone else. The first thing Lambesis did was to develop an in-house market research program aimed at the youth market that Airwalk wanted to conquer. To run their research division, Lambesis hired Dede Gordon, who had previously worked for the Converse Athletic Shoe Company. Gordon, who was then in her mid-20s, had an uncanny ability to spot new trends. While she was at Converse, for example, she had noticed white teenage girls in Los Angeles dressing up like cholos, Mexican gangsters, with a look they called the wife beater, a tight white tank top with the bra strap hanging out, and long shorts and tube socks and shower sandals. "I told them, this is going to hit," Gordon remembers. "There are just too many people wearing it. We have to make a shower sandal." So they cut the back off a Converse sneaker, put a sandal outsole on it, and Converse sold 500,000 pairs. Gordon would come to New York and would sit watching the sidewalks of Soho in the East Village for hours, photographing anything unusual. Gordon was a maven for the elusive, indefinable quality known as cool. At Lambesis, Gordon's task was to take those instincts and institutionalize them. She developed a network of young, savvy correspondents in New York and Los Angeles and Chicago and Dallas and Seattle and around the world in places like Tokyo and London to be her eyes and ears. These kids were innovators, trendsetters. They were the kinds of people who would have been wearing hush puppies in the East Village in the early 1990s. The success of her research depended entirely on her ability to spot these innovators, but Gordon quickly became adept at it. She has a tape, for example, of two interviews she did with two teenage girls. They are both asked the same questions about what they like and dislike, and at first it's hard to tell the difference between the two. But Gordon says that if you listen closely, it's clear that the second girl is the real thing, while the first girl is very mainstream. Girl 2's tastes are more considered. She pauses before she answers, Gordon says. She doesn't say the first thing that comes to her mind. It's important to her to be different. Girl 1 answers vaguely, not going into nearly the same detail as her counterpart. She buys her clothes at J. Crew, listens to rap music. The innovator listens to an incredibly obscure band, the Danielson Family, and names as her favorite designer Stephen Allen. Have you ever heard of Stephen Allen? The person she admires the most, Woody Allen, because he gets to do what he wants. These are kids who are outcasts in some way, Gordon says. It doesn't matter whether it's actually true. They feel that way. They always feel like they're different. If you ask kids what worries them, the trendsetter kids pick up on things like germ warfare or terrorism. They pick up on bigger picture things, whereas the mainstream kids think about being overweight or their grandparents dying or how well they're doing at school. You see more activists in trendsetters, people with more passion. I'm looking for someone who is an individual, who has definitely set herself apart from everybody else, who doesn't look like her peers. I've run into trendsetters who look completely like Joe Regular Guy. I can see Joe Regular Guy at a club listening to some totally hardcore band playing, and I say to myself, oh my God, what's that guy doing here? And that totally intrigues me, and I have to walk up to him and say, hey, you're really into this band, what's up? You know what I mean? I look at everything. If I see Joe Regular Guy sitting in a coffee shop and everyone around him has blue hair, I'm going to gravitate towards him because, hey, what's Joe Regular Guy doing in a coffee shop with people with blue hair?